be advised that the content of this podcast is for mature audiences due to subject matter.
You are listening to Romantic Truth with Josen, your host in Las Vegas.
Hi everyone, Josen here, Romantic Truth Las Vegas. Now let's talk about the missing demographic when it comes to dating. What we're talking about in this particular episode, where have some of the single people gone? As you know, we had a 3-point decrease in online dating from 2020 to now. Used to be about 33% of Americans used online dating. Now it's down to 30%. The success rate was at about 17%. Now it has dropped to 12%. So there's a 5-point drop, even in the success rate. And that means you're actually meeting someone and going on a date with them. So what are we dealing with now? We go on Match. We go on Plenty of Fish. We go on Bumble. We go on different sites, OkCupid, Hinge, and it's become now a little bit routine and mundane. People are tired of putting up profiles, putting up photos, getting rejected, getting ghosted, getting played with by scammers. So where are some of the other people going instead? Many of them are going to discreet sites. These are also known as boutique dating sites. Now, there are some things that you may need to be aware of with these sites. There are sites like Heated Affairs, Victoria Milan, and many others. Ashley Madison, of course. Many of these sites are designed for discreet, intimate relationships. Nothing more than that. And many of them don't encourage you to get serious about the person that you may meet there. And you have old, tried and true, like Adult Friend Finder and those kind of sites as well. A good percentage of people who go online to flirt, chat, exchange ideas, media, this is where they go. And this is a good thing because there's a market for this. A lot of married people or people in relationships who are not looking to get stuck in a really gooey situation with someone that may fall in love with them, they may opt for one of these particular sites or apps. And the reason for that is no strings attached. It's a hookup. It's something that's just happening at that moment. And they're setting aside all the formalities when it comes to dating. And they're going for the gusto. Now, very few of these people will actually go on Tinder. Because for one thing, Tinder is made for a younger demographic. Usually 35 is about tops, as far as age. So something like this is a little bit more conducive. The rendezvous are usually shorter. They, in many cases, don't even have a category for long-term dating or anything of that sort. So it's more like a hookup, casual affair. And things are a little bit more discreet, a little bit more expedited. And people are just going to have their needs met, their sexual needs met, their intimate needs met. And that's it. They may have kinks, they may have fetishes, those kind of things. Now, the reason why this is becoming so popular is people don't have to work on interpersonal skills as much. The only thing they have to do is just be provocative and reveal their desires. So all the logic and thinking that we go through to actually put together a relationship, those rules don't apply here. In fact, standards and those kind of things are thrown out the window for the most part. Because after all, your expectations are very low in a situation like this. If anything, the only expectation is that you guys will have sex. That's the leading premise. People will complicate matters if they go into one of these apps or dating sites and try to make it more than what it is. You will find this in a lot of novelty and boutique sites, such as Anal Daters or any other sites that specifically deal with sex acts, sexual orientation. It's all about that particular purpose. Even though they don't want it to actually resonate, that's what it comes down to. Now, some people have actually found success in relationships on these types of sites, but it's usually far and in between. More than likely, sex is looked at as a recreational thing. So the intimacy and all those things that you would cherish in a conventional dating app or dating site, the rules don't apply here. If you fall in love with someone and you happen to want them, more than likely, they may take issue with your desire. They're not interested. They may look at you as somebody that's going overboard. And of course, the more serious you get, the more alienated you become, because this environment is not designed for sustaining a relationship. Sometimes people will go and sign up for dating sites, and they'll sign up for everyone that they can think of, everyone they can find. And they would have this whole plethora of sites that they're trying to manage. They're getting notifications from different sites, and then they get confused. They start responding to people from different sites the wrong way, calling people the wrong name when they talk to them, and all those kinds of things. And that could be very taxing. So you have to decide on what kind of lifestyle choice you plan on dealing with first. Now, there are some people that want to just sample almost everything. But you have to be careful with that too, because you may wind up dealing with something that you really didn't intend to get involved with. So this is something you have to be very mindful of, especially you ladies. See, men are pretty expendable when it comes down to dating in general and relationships. We have a short shelf life for the most part. A woman may date us and she becomes bored, she moves on. Now, one of the interesting things that I did find, I was reading an article about this one lady that was married, and before her divorce, when things were going downhill, she started going online. At first, she started talking to her girlfriends, chatting with them on Facebook about the problems she was having in the relationship. And then one of her girlfriends told her about one of the discreet sites where she could go and meet someone, a confidant of sorts. And she tried it out, set up a profile, and went on there. And from that point forward, what she tried to do was to use this as a crutch for her crippled marriage. And so even though her husband, as she thought, was not spending enough time with her, wasn't doing the right thing by her by allocating time for them to be intimate, she was spending that time dealing with this other individual online. They exchanged photos, they did the video swaps, the live streams between the two points, and then eventually they decided to meet for coffee. Well, coffee led to a motel visit, and they stayed there for a few hours, and she left and went back home to her husband. Well, this one particular evening, because she had done this on a cyclical basis over several weekends, the husband took some time out to be with her, and he was ready to be intimate with her. But by this time, she no longer was using condoms with the gentleman she was with. And so at that point, she didn't want to have sex with her husband until she actually got checked out, because in the past, he was not even interested, so why should she bother? And she did this for several months. But now it got to a point where he was ready to be with his wife. she got an attitude, didn't want to sleep with him. But she did that deliberately so that it just in case she had something, he wouldn't get it. It was considerate in that sense. She didn't want to be the bad guy in it. And she was feeling kind of bad because at that point, what she wrote, she was feeling guilty that she had jumped the gun like that and not known all the facts when she did so. He, of course, was rather naive. He thought he had done something wrong. He started taking her to dinner, flowers, really pouring her with a lot of attention. And then he decided at some point to take her on a trip. They went to Hawaii for a week. Still, she was not intimate with him until the test results came back from the doctor. She gets back to the States with him, and that's when she finds out that this gentleman had given her something, an STD. Doctor needed her to come in immediately, had to take care of it. This time, her husband decided to tag along with her. That's when she came clean, told him the truth. What she didn't realize was that he was not upset that she had cheated, because he had known she had been cheating for a while. And that was one of the reasons why he started. That friend that she had chatted with on Facebook, she had been trying to talk to this man for the longest, to her husband for the longest. And she's the one that led her astray so that she had an opportunity to go in for the kill. Well, he had been having an affair with this woman for years. And he was more upset with his wife because she caught an STD and he never brought anything home. So he wound up divorcing her. And what she was talking about was the danger in dealing with these types of dating sites. However, we have to face some facts here. It was not the dating site that did it. It was the way she felt. It was her emotions. And unfortunately, she was so upset with what was going on or not going on in her marriage that she chose to jeopardize not only her health, her husband's health, her marriage by doing this. But the whole situation was actually initiated by her friend on Facebook. She saw the opportunity to create a gap in the marriage, and she utilized it to her benefit. Now, the question would be, who was at fault? Well, if you think about it, all three of them were, because they all played into that scenario. The woman on Facebook wanted the husband. The husband wanted the woman on Facebook because she was being very provocative. He neglected his wife, and his wife sought some sort of camaraderie with the person that she had trusted. And the person she trusted created a wedge in their relationship by referring her to one of those discreet sites. Folks, I will tell you, a lot of times with these dating sites, these not so popular dating sites, these underground sites, I like to call them, and there are many of them, Catch 22, Sugar Babies, Sugar Mamas, they have plenty of them. And you have to understand, the key in any of those dating sites is exploitation of some sort. You're going to be used for certain things. Now, here's the thing too. When you start looking at these fetish sites, BBW, Kirby BBW, BBW singles, and all those. What those really are sexual preference sites for the most part, even though they come across as being preference sites. Let's face it, a skinny person may not be so attractive to a person who's into BBWs, for instance. So they're going for whatever they so desire, because it's more of a relational thing, cultural thing, and sometimes even sexual. Usually that's the premise, is the carnal attraction. And we have to face that. And one thing you have to remember, be thankful here in this country you have choice. We'll talk more in a minute. Now, let's talk about the purpose of discreet dating sites and why do people use them? People use them for various reasons. They may not want anyone to know, which is one. Anonymity, of course. But they may be in a relationship, and usually that is the main factor. It's not uncommon for two people that are in a committed relationship, whether they're married or whether they're dating someone else, to sign up for these sites. You have some people that are looking for a friends with benefits partner while they're actually actively looking for a conventional relationship. So this discreet site basically would be where a person would go and get their physical needs met, emotional needs met temporarily, while they're in the pursuit of a normal traditional relationship. So this enhances some people's longevity out there when they're hanging in there waiting to meet that right person. Meanwhile, their physical needs are being met and they know not to get serious with the person. Now, one thing that you may encounter while you're dating, that person who may be so detached and not really willing to talk about sex or intimacy or anything like that as you progress through the dating scheme. Sometimes these people don't want to talk about it because they're satisfied. They're getting their sex. They're doing well. However, the person who may not have been intimate for a very long time may find that problematic. Now, where do you see this? You know, some of you ladies talk about how proud you are as far as being celibate. And you brag about it sometimes. Well, I've been celibate for 8 years since my divorce or something of that sort. Well, that may be a crown jewel to you. Some of these guys are getting their sexual needs met. So it's not so impressive. They don't feel as though they have to go through hoops for you because they're already being provided pleasures of the flesh with someone else. So this is the reason why, again, they're not so quick to just go and where the vagina used to have this value. It's now been reduced. And this is the reason why in the 1950s, 40s, back in the 30s, even early 60s, it was a big thing for a woman to hold out sex. It was like a reward for the man. Good behavior. Well, guys are not going for that anymore. Instead, and there's some women who realize this, and they're not playing a game as well. But there's some guys who are saying, well, why should I hold out for her when I can go and be with this person, that person, even though these people may not be the people I want to be with in a relationship? I could at least take my time in being more selective in the partner that I want. So some of you ladies may think that you're slow walking the guy. You're going 9, 10, 12, 13 dates in. No intimacy or sex. And you feel as though if he really loves me, he's going to wait. He's going to endure. Well, he's not necessarily waiting for you. Some other woman is taking care of those needs a lot of times. So that when he's good and ready for you, you thinking that this guy has been loyal, faithful, and all these other things and jumped through all those hoops. But in actuality, that's not the case. Now, some women do this as well. But the difference is a woman doesn't necessarily have to resort to a discreet or one of these boutique sites if she's single. Now, if she's in a relationship, she might do it. And the only reason being is because she doesn't want to get caught by her current partner. But for the most part, it's not uncommon for these ladies to maybe go out on a date with a guy one weekend. And then throughout that week, she puts him in a certain position where she may decide to be intimate with him with the understanding that he's probably not the guy she wants. And the guy is pretty much going to just go along with whatever she prescribes because the last thing he wants to do is to blow his chance with her. So he'll do this. He'll comport himself to fit in. Because his biggest fear is messing up his opportunity. Now, he could very well be looking towards having a relationship with this woman, whether it's winning her over, getting to her beyond just the bedroom. He wants a commitment. He wants love. She's not willing to give him that because she's on a quest to find something that's better than he is, as she sees it. But she would need someone who's weak enough to be at her disposal while she goes and make these other pursuits. Now, the odd thing is, a lot of these women who do this prefer that the man stay loyal while they cheat or while they go out with other guys to meet them for a permanent relationship. Because the one thing she doesn't want to do is to jeopardize her health and jeopardize the opportunity with the new guy that she would like to have in her life. That's better than the friends with benefits guy that she's dealing with. Again, guys, this is the reason why I tell you not to get serious with a woman if your relationship's based on casual sex or friends with benefits. It can go up in smoke very quickly. Now, there are some women who may choose to actually use that as a vetting process for you. But here's where a lot of women get in trouble with this. When they have a guy in a friends with benefits situation and she's trying to make the conversion to a regular conventional relationship, what is one of the first things she's going to try to slow down or stop? It's going to be sex. Not intimacy, but sex. And then she's going to try to make the rules. You know, you have to look at it just like an animal that has killed a human for the first time. That animal probably felt threatened and killed that person out of fear. Not because they were going to consume them or eat them. But what usually happens when an animal kills a human? Well, wildlife, fish, and game go out to kill the animal or relocate it, right? Well, this is what happened with men. What happens is that we become creatures of comfort. And so with this, she may try to go and say, hey, wait a minute, we know we need to not just have our relationship all about sex. Well, if you started out that way, what do you expect? And now you're trying to change things up. What are you going to do? Take the sex and intimacy and everything away as if he's supposed to just magically comport himself to a good guy again where you guys are starting out naively? It's not going to happen. And this is why many of the guys will actually leave when she starts getting serious. Because he knows good and well that why wait around for something I already had? Why wait around and go through this remedial process again, when I could go and be with someone else. And if I got to go through that remedial process, it'll be with someone new and someone that he will respect. This is key, ladies, because you sleep with a man once and you continue to do it because it's good to you, and then you want to cut it off and then try to get serious and have a relationship. I can't tell you how many of you mess up that way. Young women mess up this way a lot. Because they're going for their self-gratification. Then they hit that level of moral consciousness to say, oh, damn, you know, I'm going too soon. We're going too fast. Let's slow things down. And I will tell you, when you tell a man that, the first thing he's doing is putting up his radar to find another opportunity where a woman will do it, get it right, so to speak. We'll never say this to you. This is the way we perceive things. Because again, what do men dislike the most in women? Hypocrisy. Some of you call it changing your mind. Because see, we are held to a higher standard when it comes down to decisions we make. So a woman can always have the out because society gives her that. By default, a lady goes and kills her children. They're going to try to get her a psych eval before they even talk about pressing charges. A man kills his children. Oh, he's a creep. He needs to be put away forever. So they don't give him that social luxury. Don't get mad, ladies. And don't feel ashamed because it's not your fault. The patriarchy in this country set that up. The wealthier men set that up for people who could not really measure up. Just as an aside, I want you to think about the situation with what's going on with Alex Jones as an example. Now, he said some horrible things on his show throughout the years, and it jeopardized the livelihood of many of the Sandy Hook parents that were being shot at, being threatened. And they've decided to take this man to court down in Texas. Oh, and they got a summary judgment, I believe, of something like close to $49 million. He's worth in the neighborhood of $275 million from what they say. But they have caps on how much you can sue for. So it's estimated that the families will only get $1.6 million. You see how unfair that is? Now, wealthier people set this up. These politicians you send to Washington that come in making $100,000 plus a year, and by the time they leave office, they're worth $300, $400, $500 million. Wonder how they acquire that wealth so quickly in those years. Well, many of you have worked and retired and didn't come close to even one of the digits before the decimal point. Just something to think about. But this is the way we look at things. But now, getting back to this. The other thing about these discreet sites, they serve a purpose, let's face it. Just like brothels here in Nevada serve a purpose. Because there are some people that don't feel as though they're ready for prime time, or they just might like the fact that they don't have any commitment, no strings attached, and they could just be with someone and actually just unleash their sexual desires. And that's enough. It depends on the individuals that are involved, always. And it also depends on how you perceive yourself. There are some singles that actually use discreet services to find other singles who use that same platform. And the reason why they do this in particular is because they may want to just have sex, not get into a long dialogue, conversation, back and forth with the person. They just want to go, have their sex, have a good time, be held, cuddled, and then afterwards, move on. And what's happening, even when it comes down to prostitution, a lot of these women are starting to realize this. And instead of them becoming the lady that's just going to screw the guy, leave the money on the table and leave, these women are now taking courses in psychology. They're learning how to deal with these men and women on being a good listener. Some prostitutes don't actually get paid for sex. They get paid for sitting there listening to problems. Years ago, on Sunset Boulevard, there was a Love's restaurant. And I went there one evening, and this is where I met my friend Charmaine in North Carolina. She's from North Carolina now. And she had a friend with her. And this woman was very attractive. Everything was designer, couture. Very beautiful woman. And they decided to join me at the table. And we were sitting there laughing. I introduced myself. And as we were joking around, Charmaine was the joker. She was cracking jokes 24/7. My girlfriend was kind of laid back and reserved. And she handed me a business card. And looking at this woman, I swore that she was, you know, some executive or business professional. She was an escort. And I got an education on that whole industry from her that evening. I offered to pay for dinner for everybody. And she said, oh, don't worry about it. This lady picked up this purse and she had rolls of $100 bills bound in rubber bands. I mean, the whole purse was full of them. And she peeled off several hundred dollars, paid the bill, and then left the woman a $100 tip. We went to the valet in front, and my car came up, got in, wished them the best. Her car came up, and she had an Excalibur. Thing was really nice, cream with the tan convertible top, Vogue tires, spoke rims, and the whole nine. And apparently she was very successful at what she did. But she told me during the throes of our conversation, when we were all talking, she says, well, what I do with my clients is I talk to them about their lives. She says, I don't spend that much time sleeping with them. She said, there are clients I don't even have to sleep with at all. They just want to talk, get the frustrations out that they have with their spouse, their girlfriend, or whomever. And she says, I just sit there and listen. And you have some people, that's their whole purpose. Even some people who cheat on their spouses with other people that both of them know. Sometimes people don't feel comfortable expressing themselves to a partner, to a therapist, to a family member, but to a total stranger, they'll open the floodgates. I'm a witness to that because that's happened to me so many times, it's not funny. That's one of the downsides of being approachable. We'll talk more in just a moment. One of the other reasons why discreet dating is very popular, it gives a person a chance who's insecure in order to hone and work on their skills. So they may not feel as though they're ready for prime time, ready to get out there and to keep a partner. And what some people will do, they will go and get involved in one of these dating applications or dating sites to mingle, to learn new things in the bedroom, so that when they come out and are ready to go and actually pursue a relationship, they may have some nuances that may be very impressive to their potential partner. And some people do this as a way of trying to keep their partner. It's not uncommon for women to do this, especially when some of them have maybe lost their partner to another woman. Now, there's another thing that's a threat to many relationships, and that is porn itself, P-O-R-N. There are a lot of women that do not like this, and there are other women who embrace it. And when I say this, I'm talking about they have a boyfriend or someone that they're interested in who may look at this on a regular basis. And now it's misinterpreted sometimes by some people. Some men may see their girlfriends or wives looking at it, and they may become threatened by it. Maybe the guy is bigger than he is, and he's envious. So therefore, he gets to a point where, I don't want you watching that. And he might make it a deal breaker in a relationship. There are some women that I've dated who told me straight up, hey, if you're going to be with me, we're going to have to look at porn. And I said, oh, really? Yeah, I want to see what the new things are. I'm not concerned about the guy. I just want to see if there are different positions and different things we could do. And so with that in mind, you're dealing with a more open-minded woman. And so there's a different approach. You can actually talk about more things with her. But you usually will run into the prudish lady that doesn't want to talk about sex, don't want to even address it. And this is where a lot of guys really have to watch it, because there are some women out there who actually hate sex and look at it as a chore. And therefore, they'll be in a relationship with you. But when it comes down to intimacy and the sex, a lot of times they won't even give it their full effort. They'll give you a half-ass effort just to hurt and get it over with. Don't let her be a divorcee and her husband was fixated on sex. That's one thing that she may not want, especially if she didn't like it going in. And so this could be a sticking point. And she will go and try to diversify, try to deflect, talk about other things, try to get you off the subject of it, because to her, that's something that she really does not like. That's the worst type of relationship to be in, especially for the fellas. I've been in those relationships. It is thankless. No matter what you try to do, they're not interested. And many times they won't tell you about their past experiences, the reason why that triggered her behavior towards sex. Could be that she's intimidated by it. She doesn't like it. I remember a woman, we went on a date, and of course I'm African-American. She was Caucasian. And she told me, we're going to be platonic friends. And I thought that was kind of odd, because we, you know, talked about how we would make love to each other and all this stuff prior to meeting on a date. And she told me, she says, well, I heard about black men, and I don't think I want that inside me, because that'll be too big and I'll get hurt and I don't want to be in pain, et cetera, et cetera. And she literally would not date me because of that stereotype. No matter how I tried to convince her, hey, all men are not endowed the same. Yeah, but I just don't want to do it. And our friendship dwindled over time. But that's what happens. And it was as if, who knows, if she could have been interested in someone else, God only knows. But it was as if she had really thought about it and said, what the hell am I doing? But here's the thing, ladies. You control how we date you, how we kiss you, how we touch you, how we go inside you. You dictate that. And if you're scared of a large penis, ladies, let me tell you something. The best thing to do is to guide it in you and take as much as you think you can take. The guy's gonna just follow along with you. He's not there to hurt you. I'm talking about someone who cares about you, not someone who doesn't give a damn that's gonna raw dog. He's gonna take his time. You guys can be in a different position. You may want to lay on your side and then have him enter you from behind. So then you can push back on how much you can take. That's comfortable. So there are ways to work around it. Now, this is where, and you can really look at it, many of these discreet dating sites are actually used as a test run on things that they want to do. In other words, they're honing their skills, so by the time they're ready for a relationship, they're going to hit the ground running. Now, some women are kind of conscious about a man being in a position where she may think, oh, well, you know, he's going to think I'm a whore because I know how to do all these things. No, ladies, we don't think that way. Because we understand that you work on things yourselves. Because, see, in the bedroom, you know, what do we try to do, men and women? We try to impress. We're ashamed of being naked. But when we're together, we try to go out and say, okay, I gotta make up for that insecurity. And here's the thing. Both of you have to learn how each other operate in the bedroom. And you will adjust. Because that's one place communications and consideration is vital. And by you talking to him, telling him, hey honey, I need this, I need it done this way, let me show you. And when she does that, you're actually, ladies, conveying to him how much you care about the two of you being satisfied. And that's important. The wrong thing for many of you ladies to do, and I see this done especially with a lot of African American women, they complain. They get upset. They want it this way. They want it that way. And a lot of it has to do with frustration, especially women who have not been with a man in a long time. And therefore, they are used to pleasing themselves, and they'll just get frustrated. Ladies, if you've been masturbating a lot, what you're going to have to do is show him what works for you. Don't be ashamed to use your toys or whatever you have to use in order to help you along. Now, some women don't like this because they feel embarrassed. They feel as though they're handicapped in a way when they're doing this. And you shouldn't. This is something that you've worked on and something that's a part of you. But you're embarrassed because of the toys. Now, what this does, these sites, for some people, and not all people use them, some people actually use traditional dating sites as their scratch pad. A lot of people don't like doing this because, after all, you get a reputation. You're more open to people that may know you or that may live in the same proximity you do, and the numbers are greater. On many of these discreet sites, the numbers are immensely small. And not only that, with a single site, when you're dealing with a single person, they're going to do what? Probably talk, put the information on social media, etc., etc. or what they did or whatever happened. Usually with these discreet sites, these people have something to lose. That's the reason why they are going covertly with it. They don't want their business out there. They don't want their information out there. So it's a less likelihood of you being publicly embarrassed by these individuals. Now, who uses these sites? Lawyers, judges, police officers, doctors, working class plumbers, cashiers, nurses. It runs the gamut. But these people are very discreet and they don't want their personal information out there. That's the reason why they do this. Because if you notice, with most sexual relationships, people try to keep that private. With more conventional relationships, what are they doing? They're going public with it. And the assumption is, oh, that couple's having sex also. But that's not the primary reason for them to be together in the minds of most people. So it's more presentable and respectful. Now, when you look at Facebook, for instance, or Meta, they're coming out with the virtual world. They've already started, and some people are already talking about virtual dating in that environment, where you will meet someone there. You guys can go and have your little intimate interlude, but I don't think Facebook is going to take part of that portion of the business, more than likely. Being that they develop the technology, there are going to be other providers to do that. So, what will be the new dating nuance? It may be where you have an avatar, full-length body avatar, and you meet someone, you go on a virtual date with them, and you guys can be intimate and all the rest, or you could, you know, go and flirt around, and then you could have it up to a level, and then when you meet personally, if you ever do, you guys will be at a certain stage in the development of your relationship that you can continue from that point. I know it sounds odd, it sounds weird for most people. So take, for instance, you go out on your first date and you guys go and have a virtual date at a coffee shop. And she's, you know, hitting you on the shoulder. She's opening up her cell phone, showing you the pictures of her dog, cat, and everybody else. And with this, you guys are scheduling a second date. Well, that second date may be an actual date. And so, what is going to be your point of reference? You meet this person. This time you're going to a restaurant. You're saying hi to each other for the first time. You're smelling her perfume for the first time. She's smelling your cologne. You're actually meeting. And then your point of reference as far as communication is going to be the first virtual date you had together with the avatars. I know it sounds very Star Trek-ish, but this is where we're headed for the future. The static photos on dating sites are going to be a thing of the past. The swiping left, swiping right, it's going to be old. They've been trying to keep you interested on these sites by using prompts where you can respond back with provocative messages and that kind of thing. But they want to get you out of that static environment where you're easily distracted. In a virtual environment, you'll have the headset on and you'll have the virtual glasses on, and therefore you'll be totally immersed into this environment. So you don't have as many distractions. So that's coming in the future. It's already started. By 5 to 10 years from now, it will be the norm. And these dating apps, dating sites will be a thing of the past. Except for the people in my age group, born in the 60s, 70s, maybe 80s. But everybody else, 90s and up, they're going to move on and turn the page. Now, the other thing too, with these discreet sites, in that environment, you will start to meet other people. It will become more like a fraternity, a sorority of sorts among people. And therefore, your standards will change. So, this is something else you will have to consider. You come from that environment where it's more casual, more leisure, into a more formal and structured traditional dating environment like Plenty of Fish or any of the other conventional sites where they have rules and guidelines and those kind of things that they would never tolerate nudity or anything of that sort. Then you have to come to the realization that you got to have more flexibility in your standards when it comes down to the discreet side of things. So that means that you'll have one type of personality or persona on Facebook and another one on something like Victoria Milan or some other site, like that discreet site. Now, the other thing too that you have to look at is the formation of habits, routines. How would that play in a conventional environment? Well, what that means is that being that you've worked on all of these other things to enhance your skill sets as far as in the bedroom, you will come across, just like you normally would in a regular dating environment, very conventional. But you'll have this powerhouse of things when you decide to select a partner, and you will try to, of course, impress them with those nuances. But here's the thing you have to also understand. You may run across somebody who already has that experience and already know what is going to happen. Now, we're going to talk more in just a moment. Now, one of the biggest challenges comes down to you and your partner establishing what kind of lifestyle is suitable for your relationship. One thing I will tell you, if your partner comes in and they're giving you an ultimatum, and one of those ultimatums that you may have to contend with is, I'm into this open lifestyle, or I'm into this or that, you really have to look at your standards, look at your morals, your values, and your boundaries, and reaffirm them. Is it something that falls within the guidelines of those? If not, you're not interested. Because what you have to remember, people are exposed to different things as they develop in life. And you should already have a firm grasp on what is acceptable and what's not. Now, I know a lot of people like to compromise, but you have to be very observant about what you're willing to give up for what you will get. I can't stress this enough, because people sometimes go into relationships without the understanding of, hey, I may compromise a little bit too much. You will see more women do this than men, because see, women have a bigger stake in relationships a lot of times because they have chosen the guy they may want and may perceive they need. Men, on the other hand, we're accepting what is available to us at that time that we think is the best fit. So this is one of the reasons why women have more enthusiasm when it comes down to making sure the relationship works. It's not uncommon for them to be more vested in the relationship than the man. Now, they usually stay longer after the man has left emotionally, because she is trying her best to retain the relationship. Now, of course, it goes the opposite way sometimes, but usually it's the woman that will stay the longest, endure the longest, because she's stuck with the social burden of being the person to keep relationships together. She's the person that's stuck with the morality of the relationship, the compass of the integrity of it. This is the reason why men need women of integrity. Because what he does, he actually comports himself to the standards that she applies. You think I'm kidding about this? How many times you fellas have had your woman to say something, and at first you're kind of, I'm not feeling it. And then she has a way of persuading you. This is something you also have to keep a mind eye on. And it's very important that you do. And the reason why I say this is because your mind's eye is going to really look at what it is and call it what it is. No matter how you try to dress it up based on her perspective. Because what happens is she may be into a lifestyle and you're pursuing her because you really like this lady. And okay, so if she's into an open relationship, I can do that. And you think about it from that perspective. But when you get involved with it and you realize she's not spending the time with you and she's telling you about all her escapades and romps, you may start feeling a little bit left out, especially if you're not as successful as she is. And more than likely, with an open relationship as an example, women are usually more successful because there are more men attracted to them than there are women attracted to you. Now, it's important that you guys evaluate the parameters of what is acceptable in the relationship. Like, for instance, I was with a lady one time and we went out on our first date and she was laying down the rules as to what she considered cheating. She says, well, if I decide to kiss a guy, that's not cheating. She says, if I go down on him, that's cheating. I said, well, what about if you guys have sex? Oh, that's not cheating because my heart is not into him. My mind is not into him. So therefore, I don't consider that cheating. And I'm saying to myself, wow, well, that means if I went with another woman and I was to do those same things, would you consider that cheating? She says, it depends. And I said, how can it depend on my end, but it could be okay on yours? She says, well, I'd have to meet her first, and then I'll decide. I said, well, you didn't have that caveat for me. And she didn't want to carry on the conversation. She says, well, we'll never get to that point because I see we don't have any chemistry. What she was telling me, she wanted to stack the deck in her favor going in because she was accustomed to dealing with men who accepted those terms. And I refused to because they were against my values. And you will run across this sometimes. But see, a lot of times people don't talk about what's important to them. They just go with the flow, like she thought I was going to do as other men had done in her life. But I looked at it from the standpoint, the culmination of her accepting men who accepted those terms left her single. So to me, what she was promoting apparently didn't work. At least not on her end. So would I be willing to take that risk? The answer was no. So I didn't mind that was a first and last date. I was just pissed off that I spent as much money as I did on her for that inevitability. But this was a subject we never addressed before the first date. You will have a lot of revelations that will come around that may have been concealed during the conversations that you had before you actually meet the person. And then they may lay out the tenets of what they want in a relationship, maybe totally different from what your expectations were. Again, hold people accountable for what they tell you, because in the long run, if they are an accountable person, they will own it. If they're not, they're going to walk away from it and act like they didn't say it. Gaslighting. Now, another thing that we have to consider is the stage in life that person is in. So if you're an older guy like myself, in my 60s, I'm 60, and I'm dating a 28-year-old. And that 28-year-old says that they don't want something serious. They just want to go out, have fun, and if we happen to have sex, oh well. Now, what I have to realize is that I can't get serious about this person because she still hasn't matured to a level where she is actually asking someone else to be accountable because she's not being accountable to herself. So for me to go forward in a relationship like this, I would be foolish. But some people do it because they don't want to be lonely. They don't want to be alone. So they'll accept the terms, no matter what they are, from other people, just to fill that void of loneliness. And this is what you have to watch. Because loneliness is the first cousin to desperation. You hear a lot of people say that they're happy being single. But what you have to look at is the quality of their life being single. There was a lady that I knew of that was always telling me, you know, I love the single life. I would never want to be in a relationship. I never want to be married. But she had a reputation that was not a pleasant one. And she was always trying to defend her reputation. But she was notorious, sleeping with couples, sleeping with singles, sleeping with everybody. And what happened? She wound up being discarded by men in general, living with her kids. They're taking care of her. And what she did, she stayed out at the party too long. And she wound up being one of these people that was emotionally isolated, that was empty inside. And what actually filled her was a bunch of fluff throughout her existence. Going out, being with all these different men, going to lavish vacations, having a lifestyle. But she never took herself seriously. And the people she was with never took her seriously. Oh, she had a lot of sex, she had a lot of fun, a lot of travel. But in the end, she didn't have someone that she loved. She didn't have a boyfriend. She didn't have a man. And she tried desperately. But the problem was some of those tendencies that she was accustomed to, they reared their ugly head. And these men said no. It happens with guys. Ladies, some of these guys are walking around 60 and 70 years old trying to still be a player. And many of you laugh at them. Because they're dated. And they still think they have what they had when they were in their 20s. And they're trying to revive that. Look, I went through a crisis myself. I never forget this one time. I went to a Chevrolet dealership because I was looking at the Corvette at the time back in the 80s. It was in the 90s. Sorry about that. And the salesman came over and he's telling me, oh yeah, you know, you really like this Corvette. It's this, it's that, and test drove it and everything. And I really sat there and asked myself, why would I get this car? I'm in my 30s. Why would I get this car? I'd already driven some of the nicest cars in the world. And I had a Mercedes. But I said, why would I get this car? Who would benefit? Would I benefit? Well, I'll attract more women. And then I started thinking about it. And I said, damn. Because I didn't have a need, because I didn't have that midlife crisis thing going on. That never hit me. I waited around for that fucker for a long time. He never showed up. Because guys just always tell me, yeah, man, you're going to have that midlife crisis, and never had it. Never had any desire to wear the gold chain, walk around with the shirt with the collar open and that kind of shit where your chest hairs are sticking out. Well, I never had any chest hairs, so I ain't had it to worry about. But I had to come to that realization that this happens to other people, doesn't necessarily have to happen to me. Okay, cool. Got over it. And then I got in my Mercedes and I asked myself, what the hell was I doing looking at a Chevrolet? Not that I'm better than a Chevrolet, but I started thinking about it. I get better gas mileage in this car. That car, I'd just be throwing away gas money all the time. And I didn't have any need for a sports car. I like luxury cars better. So it was one of those things where I had to avoid the temptation. And what I'm getting at is sometimes when you're going for someone in a relationship, sometimes you don't avoid the temptation. But the situation may not be the best for you, but you want to get involved just because, to fit in, to feel like you are relevant. And sometimes we sign up in relationships for things that will make us relevant in that relationship. So we have a sense of pride with that. Sometimes it's a false sense of pride. To be with a fine woman, and the caveat is, you can't really call her your woman because she is still frolicking around with other men, or some of you ladies having a man, and then you're getting rumors from your girlfriend that he tried to make a move on her. He's trying to sleep with this woman or that woman. You don't have no time for that. When you're serious for a relationship, all of those things are secondary. You're looking for someone that's about making decisions, about making proper choices in life.
We at Romantic Truth appreciate your listenership.
Listeners, you're invited to stream and listen to Jawsen's music on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, AudioMac, or Deezer. Type in Jawsen in the search for artists to follow and like modern instrumental music from his discography.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those solely of the host and are not condoned or endorsed by Romantic Truth, Anchor, or any of its affiliates.
The advice given herein is the expressed opinion of the host and not to be used for legal, marital, or family, counseling, or for professional practice purposes. In the event for professional assistance, please contact the local licensed professional family counselor, marriage counselor, or social services professional in your region.
If you need someone to talk to in regards to help, you may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255, available 24 hours. All correspondences read on the show have been pre-screened and pre-approved by the submitter to be aired on the show.
Be advised that all of the background music of production not provided by Anchor is owned by James Adams and Jawsen 1 Music, exclusively licensed for this Romantic Truth podcast under waiver.
Please understand that there were no people or animals hurt in the segments of this show, including plants. All sound effects were improvised in the studio setting with props. We are an equal opportunity employer with 2 Yorkie poodles and a rat terrier as the security detail.
Please be advised that the content of this podcast is under copyright by Romantic Truth and James Adams.